Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hiya, welcome to the Men TV. Liverpool have just beaten Fulham 1-0 at Anfield. It wasn't a spectacular game of football. It was nowhere near the 4-3 against Spurs on the weekend, but I didn't really mind it. It was less stressful, and I'm quite happy Liverpool didn't really do a lot wrong that could cause them their own downfall tonight. It was a solid performance. We could have been much better, both defensively and attacking, especially in the last 5 minutes. I think Fulham had a couple of chances there, but ultimately the 3 points right now is all that matters. The performance was mediocre, but we had enough quality on the pitch. I mean, we score not in open play, but with a penalty, which Salah manages to put it away. That's two in a row now after missing a couple. So really, really happy for him. But as for Liverpool, it's a case of just racking up these points, racking up the performances, getting players who need minutes towards the end of the season, that, and also, you know, protecting some of the players who've overplayed a little bit. We've got a big run in until the end of the season, and the points is what matters first and foremost. The performances and everything else come second. And it was pretty much a game that didn't have a lot in it. It was very boring, to be perfectly honest. But Liverpool have shown another way to win tonight, because, you know, all season we've begging for games like that, a boredom 1-0. I've been absolutely hoping for one of them, and instead it's been a case, sorry, someone has just talked over with his chippy. That was incredible. One's what you are. But all season I've been begging for Liverpool to just win a game of football, to not make it exciting, to not just win it and get over the line, and we haven't done that. But we did it tonight, and I'm really happy about that. It's another way to win a game of football. We've shown ourselves we can do it. We've got Brentford next at Anfield, which will be a much, much tougher game of football, I'd assume. And Fulham weren't bad tonight. They just didn't have a lot to offer up top. Same for the Reds, to be perfectly honest. A lot of that can be said down to Darwin Nunes really not fitting this system. Puts a lot of effort into the game, but he just doesn't have the link-up play that Cody Gakpo does. And when Cody Gakpo came on, you could see we instantly went up a new gear, because he just knits everything together. He keeps the ball close to his feet, draws fouls. Yeah, so it was a game that I'm just happy Liverpool got over the line. Not much really else to say. 3 points, bounce into Brentford, hopefully pick up another 3 points, see where we are in the table, because we've got a big run in and we need to pick up every single point that we possibly can that is available to us. So yeah, decent game for the Reds in terms of the results. Hopefully though, it's a little bit more exciting, but we don't concede goals on Saturday. Hopefully see you there with another one of these reaction videos. But until the next one, up the Reds.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.